Hello, Telly Tuners.
Good morning.
Oh my gosh. I'm so tired.
We are
pooped.
Exhausted.
Pooped.
Absolutely exhausted.
Spring senior semester is kicking our butts.
Yep. A week from today, we will be 5 hours into our drive to New Orleans.
Oh my gosh, that's so crazy.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that
Telly Tunes Nola. We will be having a show in New Orleans. So it's going to be on New Orleans time. Just kidding.
Yeah. Which is like same time zone, right?
Is it? I don't know. I was like, wait.
But that would be so funny if we could like get a station.
Yeah, we actually won't have a show. So that's a good time to bring that up.
Yes, that is.
Next Monday, no show. I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry, everybody. But we will be...
I know, it's going to be really hard for you.
We'll be drinking and driving on our way too. No. kidding. Well, today's show is The Middle.
It's such a fun
episode. Which is like a classic. That's like a good old like sitcom.
Yes.
Family sitcom.
Family sitcom. It takes place in Indiana.
Oh, it does.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why it's called Middle. It's like middle class, middle of nowhere.
The Midwest.
Midwest.
Yeah.
Love.
Okay.
Middle child, Sue.
Yep.
Yeah.
My girl.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So we're just going to get right into it. This song is the same song as the show. This is The Middle by Jimmy Eat World. That was The Middle by Jimmy Eat World. That song, not only does the song have the same title as the show, I also would say that's one of my Sue songs, kind of just like awkward teenage girl. Like a lot of the show she's in like in middle school, high school, and it's just like, you're in the middle of the ride. She's got a lot to figure out.
That's true. And she's the middle child. So,
and she is the middle child. So to talk a little bit more about the show, it takes place in Indiana. Do you know like where in Indiana? You didn't know it takes place in Indiana.
No, so. I knew it took
place.
Okay. I just forgot about that. And I was like, oh my God, wait, yeah. But I don't know where. No.
Yeah, I'm like central, mid, south, east.
Googling
west.
It.
But so it's about this like family, and it is. Oh my gosh, I forget the parents' names.
Orson. Oh yeah, I forgot Orson.
Orson. Is that a real town? Is that a real place?
Oh, it's fictional. No, it's fictional. Oh, but okay. Orson, do you remember the episode where they like are trying to come up with a new like saying for the town, like a motto?
I don't.
Well, Frankie comes up with this like really long one that's like really beautiful. It's like a poem. And then Britt comes up with one that's like, Orson, come here, or something like that.
Where,
and
yeah, I like, do know. I do know.
They're like, it's like got milk. And I'm like, what?
It's like got milk. Oh my gosh. As an advertising major, that makes sense to me. That's speaking my language.
But, inspired by Jasper, Indiana.
Oh, that makes sense. Jasper's just one of those like middle of nowhere towns.
Yes.
But so it's about this family, the Heck family. Frankie Heck, whatever the dad's name is, Mike Heck, and Axel, Sue, and Brick Heck. And they're kind of just this like quirky, rambunctious family. The parents, I feel like, are just kind of like, they're just like very sarcastic Midwestern parents. Mm-hmm. The dad like loves like
brushing his teeth.
I was gonna say like 80s music. He like works at like a construction company. The mom, what does she do? She's a nurse.
Yes.
She's a nurse, like, and they're
also
just
like a stay-at-home mom.
Yes. She kind of goes back and forth. I feel like she's a secretary at one point, too.
Yeah.
Like, works a lot of jobs. They're just working really hard to support their kids, and their kids do not make it easy for them. They're a handful. Axel is the oldest. He's sarcastic. He's mean. He's a prankster. He's just, like, a boy, like, farting and throwing stuff. Ugh. Like, yeah, gross boy. Sue is, like, sunshine and rainbows. She is so awkward. Like, her braces, she has headgear. At one point, she just like loves unicorns and sparkles, and like just thinks that like she sees the world just as like this beautiful place.
Yes.
And just like loves everybody, and she's a little naive for it at times. And then Brick is like so quirky. He's like very like, he can be very type A. He's just very nerdy. He's not very social, and he's just very like specific. Like, he has a lot of specific things that he's like very just like particular about. So they have their hands full with these kids and a lot of adventures,
and they're just doing their best. And that's kind of like the whole show is like, they're kind of like, it's like goofy situational comedy, because it's like things that a lot of families, like the stress that everyone gets into, and like they seem like they are like so disheveled, but it's kind of just like everyone's household.
It is, yeah. And I think that's like the joke of like, they feel like, oh, we're like so messy, we're all the time, but it's like, that's just how it is. And I feel like I watched it with my family, and it's like so funny because you can just relate to it so much. Like,
I agree.
I feel like every person has like something they can relate to, and like I feel like the family reminds me of my family.
Same here.
Okay, so
Trying to think. Actually, yeah, let's play my mic song.
Ooh, okay.
Can you tell which one it is?
Up. So this one?
Up.
Not the one called Up.
That one.
Oh, okay. Yep.
This next song I have queued for Mike, because in the show, it's like, I don't know why they did that. Do you know why they did that? That he's, like, always brushing his teeth?
No.
Oh, I don't either. What's so? He's always brushing his teeth.
That's
like,
so funny.
In every single episode, he's brushing his teeth at least, like, two times. He's got a great set of chompers, but, like,
chompers is crazy.
This next song is from Fairly Odd Parents. This is Shiny Teeth.
When I'm feeling lonely, sad as I can be, all by myself in an uncharted island in an endless sea. What makes me happy fills me up with glee. Those bones in my jaw that don't have a flaw, my shiny teeth and me. My shiny teeth that twinkle just like the stars in space. My shiny teeth that sparkle, adding beauty to my face. My shiny teeth that glisten just like a Christmas tree. You know they walk a mile just to see me smile. Shiny teeth and me. Yes, they're all so perfect, so white and pearly. Brush, gargle, rinse, a couple breath mints. My shiny teeth and me. My shiny teeth so awesome, just like your favorite song. My shiny teeth that blossom, so they grow to be real strong. My shiny teeth, I love them, and they all love me. What should I talk to you when I've got 30? Shiny teeth and me. Shiny teeth and me. My shiny teeth that twinkle shiny teeth that glisten, just like a Christmas tree. You know they'll walk a mile just to see me smile. Woo! Shiny teeth and me. My shiny teeth and me. My shiny teeth and me.
That was Shiny Teeth from Fairly Odd Parents. Ayo.
That was so good.
That song was just like classic growing up as well.
I like didn't really watch that show, so I'd never heard.
Were you more of a Nickelodeon kid or more of a Disney kid?
I was more of a Disney kid.
That's fair.
My mom might deny this. This is a common theme where I say I wasn't allowed to watch a lot of TV, mm-hmm. like a lot of shows, and she's like, you were allowed to watch everything. That's not true, Mom. I'm not allowed to watch like anything on Nickelodeon. She didn't want me to.
That's fair. So. We weren't allowed to watch like a certain... We weren't allowed to watch like a few shows. We weren't allowed to watch like Zoe 101 because they kissed a lot.
I wasn't
allowed,
yeah.
Like Victorious. Yeah. But I watched iCarly. I watched all the cartoons. But I also watched a lot of Disney. So like... I watched a lot of TV.
I watched a lot of Disney and then I watched Cartoon Network when I got a little bit older. But not when I was
never
really
watched
younger.
Cartoon Network.
I was like late elementary school, middle school. I was a big Cartoon Network girly. Like
I was like scared of Cartoon Network.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
It is scary. It's a little
Chowder
weird.
Chowder used to freak me out.
Who?
Chowder.
Oh, yeah. I didn't watch that one.
I hated Chowder. And like Uncle Grandpa.
Oh my gosh.
They like actually give me like the heebie-jeebies.
Uncle Grandpa is weird. I watched a lot of the older kid cartoons. I watched like Steven Universe. Oh. And then I watched Adventure Time, Amazing World of Gumball, Regular Show.
I did like watching Amazing World of Gumball because my brother watched that. But we didn't have cable growing up. We had it until I was like 8 years old.
That's so real.
And then we had a Roku before anybody else had a Roku. This is actually like we were
this is
like,
lore.
Yeah, this is literally lore. Because I was like, oh yeah, we have like our Roku. And people are like, what is that? I'm like, and then Roku City like took over and everyone knew what that was. I'm like, you didn't know what that was.
You were
the OG,
in the trenches literally. Watching Roku.
I was like, I've had this longer than you've been a lat, whatever. But yeah, so we had Roku. And we watched like a lot of these shows on like Netflix and Disney Plus. Not Disney Plus because Disney Plus didn't exist at the time. But like Hulu was a big one.
I love Hulu.
But we watched The Middle because that was on live television.
Yes.
So
back when cable TV was a thing. It is still a
still
thing.
Is, yeah. That was just like network, so like we didn't have cable, but we could still see.
Yeah. The middle.
So Mike is just kind of like the dad. Well, he's just kind of like a classic.
He's so dad.
Portrayal of a dad.
Yeah.
Where I feel like the amount of times he's the one getting like into all of the problems is like a little bit rare, but each time he does, he's kind of like, oh, what do? I don't know.
He's kind of like, leave me out of it. He just wants to like drink his beer, watch his football,
and brush his teeth. He's always brushing his teeth. But
he's probably brushing his teeth so much because he drinks so much beer.
Or he just likes his teeth. I mean, that like, look him up. Like, he's got some nice teeth.
Chompers.
He got some nice, some pearly whites. But then we've got Frankie. Wait, do you have a Mike song as well?
I do have a Mike song.
Okay, yeah. Well, let's stay on Mike for a second. Okay. So, yeah. Mike is the dad.
So,
and, yeah.
This song is, like, from a very, like, specific scene in it. Like, I've like, been getting TikToks about the show, and it's reminding me like funny moments. So there's this one moment, you might know the context for the scene, I don't remember it exactly, but like I don't know if he like told the family he was busy or if they were just surprised to like see him behaving in this way, but the whole family besides Mike are in a car and they're driving and they pull up to a stoplight and there's a man next to them in a car singing this song, and like he's singing it very loudly, and I think Mike's a very like keep to himself, like he's not the type of person to sing in the car, and they all turn over and make eye contact with them and they're like, it's like our dad. And then he just like, he gets so embarrassed that he just like drives off.
That is funny.
So
I also just say this, I think that this is the best song that exists.
It's such a good song. Oh, Andre's gonna love this. I don't know if he's listening, but he's gonna love this. This is More Than a Feeling by Boston.
Myself and I forget the song.
sit, forget the day, and dream of a girl I used to know.
That was More Than a Feeling by Boston. Andre said he did, in fact, love this song.
It's so. Just like, you know how I discovered that song, actually?
How did you discover it?
Madagascar.
Oh, yes.
I think it was Madagascar 2?
Yes.
The penguins are listening to it. And I'm like, dude, what that is song this? Is gas.
What is this melody?
What is this feeling? So sudden and new. But I have loved that song ever since then. I don't remember when that was, but I just think that, like, it's just, like, one of the best songs.
It's a really good song. And it makes sense that he was singing it with so much passion.
Exactly.
So much love.
Well done, Mike. Is it set in, like, 2000, in, like, our time?
Yeah, okay. It is. Yeah. It's because he's just, like, a dad who loves his 80s rock.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Classic.
But it just, I feel like there is something where it feels older because it's in Indiana. It's, like, Indiana.
Also, I feel like there's, like, such a, like, a yellow tint to it that
there
it gives
is.
Me 70s.
It gives, to me, it gives,
it gives,
like,
me the media portrayal of 70s.
Yeah. I feel like they're just, like, well, I feel like maybe the parents are more 70s parents. That's why, like, but yeah, I feel like everything, I feel like to me it's just, like, so childhood, like, they have, like, just, like, a computer that they all huddle around, and, like, stickers, and, like, video games, and, like, fighting for the TV, and, like, playing in the yard, and, like, drinking out of the hose.
And, like, it's headgear. Like, who has headgear these days?
Nobody. Sue Heck does. I love her.
But this next song I have for Frankie, their mom, Frankie Heck. She is the backbone.
I was going to say that. I was gonna say, yeah. She's the backbone of this family.
It's true. She is the backbone of that environment. She's the one that kind of keeps everything afloat, keeps everyone afloat. And she's the one that, like, we see dealing with, like, the most stuff just because, you know, she's the mom. There's, like, one specific episode where she gets, like, overworked. And it's, like, something really gross happens and it is, like, oh, my God. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, but I can imagine.
It's like she's eating chips.
Uh-oh.
And the... Ugh.
Don't tell me.
I'm not even going to say it because I'm going to, like, be sick.
It's
whatever.
Just like, I can imagine the things you have to
it's
do.
It's really gross. And then she finally flips out and she's like on the whole family.
I do think I know what you're talking
she's
about.
She's like, I'm so over this. Like, whatever. Which is, like, you know, valid. And then she kind of, like, takes some time to relax, which is good.
Mom crash outs are so valid.
It's so valid. Yeah. But Frankie kind of reminds me of my mom, not for that reason, but because I, like, she just, my mom's just funny like that. She's listening right now and she's probably like, oh, say more, you know, but my mom's funny like Frankie and she, like, is also, like, the backbone, like, she's got, like, everything figured out. And this one is also by her favorite artist. I can just see Frankie really liking this.
Oh my
this.
Gosh.
This is by Barry Manilow. This is Mandy.
Another day, happy people pass my way, looking
That was Mandy by Barry Manilow.
That was beautiful.
I just think that's like so, like, Frankie would be listening to that on her days off.
She would. She's so sweet. I love her.
She is. This next song you have for her.
Yes. This is a song I feel like she listens to this song like and be like, I feel like she listened to the song in high school and was like, oh my gosh, I'm so bad.
I'm so bad.
I feel like this is just like, I wouldn't say that this song is like about her, but it is about just like, I feel like it's just kind of like the vibes of like Indiana. So this is Mary Jane's Last Dance by Tom Petty.
Tall and she grew up right with them Indiana boys on an Indiana night. Well, she moved down here at the age of 18. She blew the boys away, it was more than they'd seen. I was introduced and we both started grooving. She said, I dig you, baby, but I got to keep moving. Screwing up, tired of going down, tired of myself, tired of this town. Oh my, my, oh hell yes. Honey, put on that party dress. Buy me a drink, sing me a song. Take me as I come, cause I can't stay long.
Last dance with Mary Jane, one more time to kill the pain.
Standing in her underwear, looking down from a hotel room. The nightfall will be coming soon. Oh my, my, oh hell yes. You got to put on that party dress. It was too cold to cry when I woke up alone. I hit my last number, I walked to the road.
Last dance with Mary Jane, one more time to kill the pain.
That was, what was it? Last Dance for Mary Jane's Last Dance by Tom Petty.
Love that. That was so, yes, I can see Frankie listening to that, putting on her makeup when she was younger, like getting ready to go out.
Because didn't she, I feel like the part of her is like talking about how she used to be kind of like, don't do what I did when I was a teenager.
I don't remember. She gives me, like, that gives me Claire from Modern Family vibes.
Yeah.
But I don't know. The thing is, like, the middle I watched so, like, passively, where it was just, like, on the TV. It wasn't
right.
Something that I retained some of it. So, like, I don't remember, like, every episode the way that I would, like, Bob's Burgers. Or, like, that was a poor example. There's so much of Bob's Burgers I don't remember. Whatever. You know what I mean.
Like,
is that where I'm like, oh, episode 3, you know? Like,
yeah.
But, yeah. Then, next in the lineup is their firstborn son. His name is Axel.
Rambunctious, gross.
Gross.
Mean,
like, yeah, he's
crazy kid.
What we would call a teenage dirtbag. And that would be a great lead into this next song. That song, but it's not. We're not playing that song.
That would have been so good, Megan.
Right? I know. It's like Taylor Swift, where she's like, and one time I got into trouble or whatever, and then they play Trouble. like, that's what that felt like. But
9 years ago, when I was on your
That was about Harry Styles. Ayo, Harry Styles' new album just came out. Have you listened?
I'm not really a Harry Styles girl.
Wow!
I like it.
This next one, this album is like more like Charlie XCX. So if you like Brat, then you okay. People are probably gonna be like, no, but that's what I think.
No.
I think that Harry Styles listened to Brat and was like, oh, I can do something, you know? And
yeah.
I did that. But
everyone thinks they can be Brat, but Brat is like, you can't try to be Brat.
You have to be, yeah. Brat has to be thrust upon you, you know?
Yes,
like,
yes.
Okay, Shakespeare, right? But soft with light, through yonder window breaks, it is East and Juliet the sun. Arise, first sun, and kill the envious moon, who's already sick and pale with grief, that thou her maid art far more fair than she.
Right? That was so Sue Heck of you.
You know what I'm saying?
that was so Sue Heck of you. Okay,
so this next song I have for Axel, this is by Worthy Kids, which is kind of just like punk, like punky kind of vibes, which I think that Axel is kind of punk. This is Up by Worthy Kids. Up by Worthy Kids.
That was good. I liked that. That was a little edgy, little rambunctious.
Yes. A little edgy, little rambunctious like Axel. My thing is, here's my take on his character. I don't think he actually is all of these things. I think he really thinks he's all of those
things. He thinks he's all that. He thinks he's hot shit. He thinks he's like...
Yeah, he thinks he is like the bad boy.
He's such a softie, like in his heart. He's just such a softie.
Oh.
Okay, we're gonna get right into my Axel song. This is My Own Worst Enemy by Lit.
alarm is going off and there's a cigarette.
That was My Own Worst Enemy by Lit. That's another song of just like, that's just who Axel thinks he is.
Mm-hmm.
Should we do this song next?
The thing is, yes. Okay. I think I do want to do that one.
Okay. Us deciding live on the air.
I know, like, right.
We normally do it, like, behind the scenes.
Yeah, we normally are like, oh, which one do we want to play next? But
we're multitasking today.
Yeah, we're both busy. We're busy gals. but we're taking this time to do this for you guys. Oh, actually, should we say which characters we are?
I think we should, yes.
Okay. My favorite character is Brick, because he makes me laugh.
He's so sweet.
And I think, first of all, I feel like this cast, and I feel like this, like, those, mm-hmm. these characters are like Winnie the Pooh, where you're like, oh, I'm a little bit of each of them, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm a little bit of each of them. But I think it's like, is my, oh, here, I'll give you my sun, moon, and rising.
Okay, thank you. Thank
my
you.
My sun is Sue.
Yes.
My moon is Axel, okay. And my rising is Brick.
That's beautiful.
Because I think that people see me as Brick. Like, people mm-hmm. who don't really know me that well see me as more of, like, a Brick type.
I see you as a Sue, but I guess I do know you well.
I think that's the thing, is, like, I feel like I'm presenting as a Sue to people who know me, but I think deep down, I am Axel.
Yeah.
I've always thought that
about myself. You give a little bit of Axel.
Yeah.
And I was actually thinking about it, because I was going to say Sue, and I was like, I feel like I do have a little bit of Axel in me.
Yeah.
I think the part of him that's like, I want to be edgy, because I don't think I have the edginess. Like, but I think I present as Sue, but in my head, I think I'm Axel.
Yes, that's real.
Because I'm like, sunshine, rainbows, but I'm like, I'm so edgy.
Sunshine,
like, I'm so edgy.
Because Sue rainbows. Gives me Mabel Pines.
She is Mabel Pines.
She is Mabel Pines to edgy.
Oh my gosh.
But yes, who was your favorite character, and who do you
I think it's
are?
Just both Sue.
Both
like
Sue?
I'm just like obsessed
Sue
with her.
And Sue. I love
because
that.
I could say another character is my favorite character because I am Sue, but I just think she's so criminally underrated.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because people, I feel like when people talk about like weird girls in TV and weird girls in movies, she's always forgotten because she's
not like the pretty weird.
She's
girl.
Not like,
like, yeah, she's
yeah.
not like, yeah.
I, the actress
she's,
is gorgeous.
Yeah, she's stunning, but it's not like she's not portrayed like, as like a weird yes. girl who like is so like.
She's not like the cool weird girl.
Yeah.
She's not like. What I'm trying to think of one. She's not like
I don't know. She's not like in Freaks and Geeks. Like
yes,
that girl.
Yeah.
Like, she, like,
she's not like, oh, I have my skateboard and I'm
weird. People
weird
don't
music.
Like people don't tell.
She's like actually
me.
Weird. She's actually weird, and I feel like she's a very accurate depiction of like a teenager.
I agree. Like her hair is frizzy. Her braces are like they like push her lips out. Like it's like
oh my
the
gosh.
Classic. Like we've
I'm
all been through our awkward
her.
Phase, and she is that awkward phase.
She
I love
is.
Her.
Ugh.
But yes, so this next song I picked for her because I just think that Sue is such like a lover girl, and I feel like this is like the top tier number one like
yes.
lover girl song for me personally. But like I feel like Sue often has like lost hope,
yeah,
or maybe not lost hope, but she has hope in things that maybe don't take off for her. So
yeah.
This is Nobody's Son by Sabrina Carpenter.
Great, I think it's time we took a
sorry.
That's fine. That works. They had like a little thing at the end. It goes wham or whatever.
No!
But that's okay. It was
you said
good timing.
Bing and I thought you meant like done.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. We have like this. We're like both holding the buttons and we're like, okay, say when. And she's like, okay, now. And then we'll press the buttons. But just then I would go bing because I was trying to sing along. I kind of hope that it came through. I hope people could hear me say bang.
Bang.
Yeah, bang. But yeah, so this next song is a Chloe pick.
Yes. Do you know the story behind the song?
I don't know the story behind it, but my roommates love this song. This song is like a joke in my household. We're like, silly.
I think it's so good.
Okay, love. I've not listened to it.
Okay.
Yes.
I wasn't sure if you only like ironically liked
I've only heard it from Elise and Dante's mouth.
Okay.
That's it.
It's really good. So I have not fact checked the story, but TikTok told me.
Okay, love.
That this girl is the daughter of the creator of this show.
Oh, okay.
Which I do think is true. I like, she's probably a Nepo baby, you know? And basically that he based the character of Sue Heck off of her. Which if you like watch her performances, her whole kind of thing is that she like does this kind of like cringy middle school girl bit where she wears like clothes that don't really fit her and like scrunchies and she dances really weird and like she's just like really awkward and also like so she does all these awkward things and then she'll talk about like how hot and cool she is in interviews and it's supposed to kind of be like she's like making fun of herself because like she'll like just like wear like frizzy hair and like this like weird outfit and she'll be like but I'm like so hot I'm like the hottest coolest girl ever I like love her so much she's so funny. So this is Sue Me by Audrey Hobart. That was Sue Me by Audrey Hobart. If you've seen the edits of Sue to that song, I feel like they're really good. It's such a song. It's just like, yeah, Sue Me, I'm going to do what I want. Like, she... and her name. Anyways, okay, this is a Brick song.
Oh, I picked this one because I feel like I was just trying to think of, like... I was just trying to think of songs for each person. And the only thing that could come to mind was, like, the one song by Bo Burnham. Like, born in 1964, Jeffrey Bezos.
Did you put that one?
No. Oh, because okay. I wanted there to be levels to this. Mm-hmm. Like, I always pick some where it's like, okay, well, we don't have a slow song yet. So I like to do
That's
some of
so
that.
True.
So this one I picked is also because I don't like that song. But I do like Bo Burnham, and I like this song by Bo Burnham.
He
this
would
is
listen
also
to
like,
Bo Burnham.
Right? This is just like a really, like, I just think it's a really beautiful song. It's funny and people can like laugh at the lyrics, but actually, like, if you really get the message, it's just so beautiful. But I just think also Bo Burnham and Brick just like go hand in hand for me.
So they'd be friends.
This is That Funny Feeling by Bo Burnham.
I can't really play the guitar very well or sing, so, you know, apologies.
Stunning 8K resolution meditation app. In honor of the revolution, it's half off at the Gap. Deadpool self-awareness, loving parents, harmless fun. The backlash to the backlash to the thing that's just begun. There it is again, that funny feeling, that funny feeling. There it is again, that funny feeling, that funny feeling. The Surgeon General's pop-up shop, Robert Iger's face. Discount Etsy agitprop, bugles take on race. Female Colonel Sanders, easy answer, civil war. The whole world at your fingertips, the ocean at your door. The live action Lion King, the Pepsi halftime show. 20,000 years of this, seven more to go. Carpool karaoke, Steve Aoki, Logan Paul. A gift shop at the gun range, a mass shooting at the mall. There it is again, that funny feeling. That funny feeling, there it is again, that funny feeling, that funny feeling. Reading Pornhub's terms of service, going for a drive, and obeying all the traffic laws in Grand Theft Auto 5. Full agoraphobic, losing focus, cover blown. A book on getting better, hand delivered by a drone. Total disassociation, fully out your mind. Googling derealization, hating what you find. That unapparent summer air in early fall. The quiet comprehending of the ending of it all. There it is again, that funny feeling, that funny feeling. There it is again, funny feeling, that funny feeling. Hey, what can you say? We were overdue, but it'll be over soon. You wait. Hey, what can you say? We were overdue, but it'll be over soon. Just wait, ba-da-da, ba-da-da, ba-da-da-da-da-da. Hey, what can you say? We were overdue, but it'll be over.
soon. You wait. Hey, what can you say? We were overdue, but it'll be over soon. You wait.
That was That Funny Feeling by Bo Burnham. If you don't like Bo Burnham's voice, Phoebe Bridgers also does a cover, and it's beautiful as well. I just love that song, and it's so good. It's so it makes good. Me cry. He wrote that song, fun fact. We have 1 minute. He wrote that song during, he wrote that whole album during the pandemic, and yes, it was just like, oh, during COVID. I love it so much. But
that's kind of like a growing up, like, I feel like that's a good ending song. It's like growing up and like looking, because they all
growing
move out.
Growing up online,
and they,
yeah.
They all like move out and they all have houses and like for houses that are, like, get married, go to college, and it's like very kind of like looking back and like where you grew up.
Yes, I do love. But so, yeah, that was Bo Burnham, and this has been Telly Tunes with Meg and Chloe on WIXB Side Internet Radio, our The Middle episode.
Thank you for tuning in.
Have a great, fabulous day. You guys are so wonderful. Goodbye.